This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. You hear this every week. Come on, everybody, let's do this together. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then I so much. I'm sure none of you have heard this before. I hate Facebook. But that's beside the point. Anyway, I appreciate so much the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Do get involved in the conversation. Now, look. Okay. I'm giving away money. All right? Is this hard to figure out? I'm giving away money. And here's the deal. It's not hard to find. It's free all the way around. And yes, you know, somebody sent me an email. Do you have to qualify? Of course you have to. Look, if you haven't got two nickels to rub together and you're living at the Y, this isn't going to work for you. Just so we're clear about this, right? But if you're not, and you're trying to figure out what to do with your money, we're gonna have David Fisher from Landmark Gold on with us, or Landmark Capital on with us later on this week. And he called, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, 2 weeks ago, he called the Deutsche Bank debacle. Called it. I'm sure he's not the only one, but to give you an idea of how smart he is, he called it. So I'm going to give you, and it's a free call. Look, it's a free call. It's mailed to you free. The information is free, and it's worth a heck of a lot more than free. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. If you signed up for my email blast, you would have got that in email, and you would have to keep asking, slow down, say that again. You're going to get two for a silver, a Morgan silver coin. You will get the coming bail-in and your IRA having physical metal. How to have your IRA and take physical possession of the metals with no tax liability. Now, I know, it sounds kind of confusing because I don't have a clue. So why don't you call them? And they'll give you a clue. 844-715-7311. If you qualify, get a free Morgan silver coin. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran's going to join us right after the break. After the first break, there is, as you can imagine, as you've heard, there's a lot happening in the news. Kimberly usually helps me figure things out. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You already know that. I don't have to keep telling you that, right? But I'll tell you what I loved. I found this out today. I thought this was great. I don't know how many of you knew this. Raise your hand so I can see. Raise your hand high so I can see it. How many of you knew that Justice Clarence Thomas was not or is not black? Did you know that? I wasn't aware. Well, the Smithsonian doesn't think he is. Because there's a new Smithsonian exhibit or area in the National Museum. It's the African-American History and Culture. And it treats conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas like he don't even exist. Just a little footnote in a book. And instead of talking about all his great accomplishments, what do they talk about? Come on, anybody? That's right. The woman who accused him of sexual harassment. However, we can't talk about Bill Clinton's indiscretions. That's Bill. Oh, that's right. Bill is black, isn't he? I forgot. First black president. You're right. I've been corrected. Mmm. Coffee tastes better than a TRS mug. Anyway, the you can find those on Facebook and on my website. So, that's right. They totally ditched this guy. Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, a black man. And, you know, unlike the other group, I'm not saying that because I go, oh, my God. Can you believe a black man made it to the Supreme Court? No, it's more like, oh, my God. Think of what he had to do to make it to the Supreme Court. Good for him. 25 years ago, Justice Thomas became the second black Supreme Court justice when he succeeded Thurgood Marshall, the first black justice. Neither man's accomplishments as jurors in the high court get as much attention as Hill, though Marshall's work on a landmark case as a lawyer is recognized. Marshall was a liberal and a key figure of the civil rights era. Thomas, a conservative, opposed affirmative action because he said he believes it hurt his career. He said, absolutely the top black conservative, I'd say even the top conservative, said Mark, I should know this, it's Italian, Piolita, a former lawyer in the George H.W. Bush White House. And they're the ones who nominated Thomas, by the way. But the Smithsonian's new museum actually has less space for him than it does for singer James Brown, because we all know how important James Brown was. What? Inside the museum showcase the history of African American Americans in the United States, covering the slave trade, the civil rights movement, even the first black athlete to win an individual gold medal at the Winter Olympics. Hill, the woman who accused Thomas of sexual harassment at his 1991 Senate confirmation hearings, gets plenty of attention. She's featured in the museum's vignette to blacks in the 1990s. And her photo's been prominently shown several times with several quotes. Isn't this great? Don't you think this is hilarious how this works? So, let me see. The second, probably because he's not a liberal, but again, the second black Supreme Court justice, only the second, to make it on the Supreme Court, he gets a little information about him, and yet the woman accusing him, and he was never charged for it, she accused him, nothing there, keep going, nothing to see. Right? She gets a full page. Isn't that wonderful? There's no bias. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. As she does every week now, Kimberly Moran joins me. She is, I don't want to say a reporter on the street. That just doesn't sound right. But you're covering New England for us, and man, I'll tell you what, there's a different universe right there, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely,
you're right.
I've been to places like Utah where the people are actually nice.
Yeah, they are. Yes, we know quite a few people from Utah. They seem to be very nice. Hey, listen, so what is this? You're teeing off Zuckerberg or something? What did you do to him that he's banned you from, he put you in Facebook hell, or what happened here?
Clinton supporters apparently can't handle the truth. because you don't have to lie about Hillary Clinton. There's plenty of truth that's horrifying about her. And so when they don't like that, they report me and get me banned. Jeez. It's happened twice this year so far.
Well, you know what's really funny is when this whole thing went down with Trump's taxes and that kind of stuff, I wrote a piece and I've been posting it all over the place about the Clintons' indiscretions when it came to taxes and that kind of stuff. I even talked about some of the Dems that have had trouble over the years. And I said, let me see if I get this right. And again, so for clarity, people need to know you're not a Trump supporter. So if you go along with me, it's a big deal. But I said, look, he legally used a tax code to, write off his losses. He could have not paid taxes for another 18 years. And I said, that tax code that all the Dems that say are broken, and when they had total control of the government in the first 2 years that Obama was president, they did absolutely nothing to fix that tax code. And then let's go down a list of Hillary's tax issues, and she not so much used the law, she skirted the law, ignored the law, and out now, cheated on her taxes, and bupkis, and we're mad at Trump? How does that work?
It's par for the course. And that's exactly what one of the things I was saying. I'm like, well, what did Obama and the Democrats do about it? What did they do to change the tax code to make it so that things like this don't happen? Not a thing. And they never will. Because this affects all their, Wall Street buddies, too, and all big corporations. But there's a reason for it. Because sometimes there is big losses, but they can make up for it in other years with big gains, and that way they don't have to get rid of people, they don't have to lay off people, they can stay in business. It's what the tax code is. If you don't want it, as a matter of fact, Republicans tried to change it so that you couldn't write it off for years, and you could take it in 1 year, and all at once. This is it. This is when the loss happened. This is when you can take it. And Democrats didn't want to do that. Democrats will never change anything about the tax code except to increase taxes on the middle class.
Well, you end up hurting people like Nancy Pelosi, Charlie Rangel, the Clinton. I go down a whole Tim Geithner, and we go down a whole list of people that would be affected like that. Why the heck would we want to change it, right? I mean, it's just craziness.
Yeah, of course. Well, wasn't it Rangel? Rangel actually evades, he illegally didn't pay taxes.
Yeah.
But what he did was actually illegal.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He misreported. He didn't talk about other properties that he had outside of his area. Hillary Clinton, they did. They really went to town. Hillary and Bill. I'm going to talk about it later on, so I'm going to give all the details up now. But I mean, I can't believe the misreporting, the non-reporting. And then you get over to the foundation, because I love these nuts that want to go crazy on this. You go over to the foundation. Now, Trump's foundation is being investigated for, a $25,000 issue, right, where she's got, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars that were never reported by her foundation and from foreign entities. That's okay. It's a real, we really got, this is a hateful situation. This isn't just politics of two people on two sides of an issue. This is becoming really hateful, don't you think?
Well, do you expect it to be any different, honestly?
Well, spirited, look, you and I both know, we come from, you can have some pretty spirited political conversations in the New England area, especially for me, growing up in Boston, but it wasn't hateful. I don't ever remember it being hateful like it is now.
I think the left has always been hateful, but they've gotten worse, in my opinion. Well, I didn't pay as much attention before 2008, but from my experience, the left has been extremely hateful since then. I mean, I was called the first post ever on about Obama and why he shouldn't be president. Nothing to do with the race and color of his skin. Nothing. I was called a racist and a redneck. That was my first ever political post on social media, and that's what happened to me. And luckily, I'm a witch, and I just could give it back. But other people might have just said, I can't do that,
Oh, yeah.
They're horrible people. They're the worst people in this country. They are always on the brink of violence. Yeah. One of the reasons they're so against anyone having guns is because they will use a gun in a violent manner over a parking space. They're just, that's the kind of people they are. It's seriously is. That's what the far left does. They will lie. They will cheat. They will, you know, Alinsky-ize you. That's exactly what they do.
Well, you know, I keep going back to the same thing over and over again. And this year I've been really harping on the fact that we can't converse anymore, right? We're Republicans and we're Democrats. We're no longer Americans, which is just, for me, it's infuriating because, again, we should be able to talk about this stuff without getting, you know, massacred for saying some of the things or wanting to say some of the things that we said. And again, in talking about Trump's taxes over the weekend on Facebook and other places, the thing I love the most was that when the lefties jump on, it's never, this is why it's different. It's always, no, you're wrong, it's a different thing. Well, how's it different? It's just different because, you know, his is so much more money. Well, last I checked, you know, murder was murder was murder. It didn't matter who you killed or how. And stealing was stealing was stealing. And cheating from the IRS or cheating on your taxes is cheating. And you're right about one thing. It's not that they cheat. They actually defraud the IRS and get away with it, right?
Right, exactly. They're actually breaking the laws. I mean, for God's sake, look at Hillary Clinton. How many laws is that woman?
Do I have to look at it? I mean, really?
Well, you know, but see, how many laws has she broken and gotten away with? How many laws have people on the left who are in elected office broken and gotten away with? But you or I would be in prison right now. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. And one where she hadn't reported 14 years she skirted some income that she didn't report. I got it up on my website, therealside.com. I posted that today, where she was 14 years. Guess what? No penalties, no interest, just the normal tax that would be owed. Hey, I'm Joe Messina. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Kimberly Marin joins me. Don't go far. All right. What are you doing tomorrow? I wonder.
What do you mean?
That's got to be a... You? Is this really Kimberly?
It's going to be a shit show.
Joe Messina,
it's going to be a snore? Here.
Did you miss the affordable track enrollment day? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate?
I don't know.
Restrictive, or just
you know,
before
you
get
keeps saying this and saying this and saying this.
Get
and I just don't know if there's any there. I can't wait with it. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, right?
For you, and you can sign up at
what time
during the year.
Is it in the morning?
Health care plans also give control of your plan.
It's 6 p.m. our time.
That's right. You will again
9 p.m. your time.
Choose what's right for you and your family.
Oh, come on.
Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty
Health. It's going to be interesting whenever it happens. It's either going to be a dud and it's going to fall like a bag of bricks.
You don't believe
or
me?
Or it's going to be, oh my God.
Find out about
plans.
Don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though.
Did you hear that first segment that I was doing where.
Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care.
The Smithsonian and the African American wing. Thomas Clarence got almost no coverage.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear all of what you were saying, but I did hear part of it, and I saw that earlier. I'm like, really? The first track, SCOTUS? 100% of EMF
radiation from laptops and stuff. Oh, they don't care. You know they don't care.
Buy now at
DefenderShield.com. You know, if he's done anything good, they can't call it out because it's going to make them look good, and we don't want to do that now.
How confident are you?
No, because then they can't call him Uncle Tom and the other brat.
All you had to rely on. Would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times,
yeah,
any time.
No, he was the second black Supreme Court.
Learn
for yourself what happened when one man ate
Thurgood Marshall was the first.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah, you can't remember because he was a liberal.
That's powerprepper.com.
Oh, well,
experience the new man of difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Stations at times, you got to head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're going to get right back to my guest. I have so much fun when she's on with me. Kimberly Morin is on the line with me, as she is now every week. And we're talking about politics in general. How do you get banned from Facebook, as she did? And what, you know, New England... It's really a hotbed of politics, and I don't think it's like it is anywhere else in the country. I seriously don't believe that. I think the way they talk about politics, the way they deal with politics is quite different. Kimberly, thanks for being with me, and what do you think about that?
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah, you're all over the place when it comes to, you've been all over the country working for people, talking politics, what have you. I just think New England is a whole different animal when it comes to politics, and I think it's partly because that's technically where it all started, right?
I guess you could say that. The politics in New England used to be good, but then, I mean, Calvin Coolidge was the governor of Massachusetts at one point. Now look what we have.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about the politicians. I'm just talking about the conversation and the way people approach politics and how they're pretty hardcore when it comes to politics. But again, I'm telling you, I don't remember as a kid having the hateful nasties as we have today, but even my dad and the family over there, there's a whole different viewpoint on politics there in New England.
Well, yeah, because probably the majority of people are left-wingers who don't know anybody even on the other side most of the time.
But don't you find, here's something that's interesting, though. Even though they're left-wing hardcore, you know, like my family, Massachusetts Democrats, I find that quite a few of the ones that I deal with have, you know, if they were in California, they'd be Republicans. You know, because,
that's because it has switched. Like, all the old-time JFK-type Democrats, they stayed the same. They never changed. The party has shifted far, far left. And that's what the problem is. And a lot of them, they refuse to vote for Hillary. Refuse.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, my family, I haven't found a family. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not true. I know, too. But I haven't found a family member, hardcore Massachusetts Dem, that's voting for Hillary. Not two out of about 30 of them. So, yeah, you're right on that. Now, hey, you want another shocker? Check this one out. Now, I know I told you during the break, so don't let it out too quickly here. Clinton and Kerry have both been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And if I told you what it was for, you may throw up in your mouth. Let's see if anybody in the in the Facebook feed or the chat room can guess what for. I mean, seriously, these two. The only thing they should I guess you couldn't get a Nobel Peace Prize for doing as much damage as humanly possible in the United States. It's just amazing. These guys have been nominated for Nobel Peace Prize for the Iranian deal. Where's your jaw right now? Is it on the table or on the floor? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, you can't. There's nothing you can even. What can you even say about that? It's absolutely insane.
Well, don't you think this discounts the Nobel Peace Prize? It discounts that whole organization and the prizes and the reasons they give out the money and the prizes. I mean, to me, this just shows you how much in the bag they are for the Liberal Democrats.
Remember before Obama was even in office, they gave him the wasn't it the Nobel Peace Prize, and everybody made a joke of it, like, oh yeah, anyone can get one now in a Cracker Jack box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it was, and then, oh, what did Obama do? Start more wars. Woohoo! I mean, come on.
Yeah. I don't understand how they, first of all, I don't understand how they did it with him ahead of time. Never got that. The Peace Prize committee cited Hillary and John's long histories in public service with many accomplishments to show. Although what's really funny is if you ask any of Hillary's followers, loyalists, whatever, they can't give you any of her accomplishments. Isn't that amazing? You would think with somebody who's done as much as she has, according to them, you'd be able to pick two or three things that she's done right off the tip of your tongue, would you?
I can.
Okay.
I can. The biggest accomplishment is that she has stayed out of prison all these years.
Okay.
Oh, I can give you all kinds of accomplishments. Did you
write about the Iranian deal at all? I know you write a lot.
I don't think I wrote about that.
Okay. I'm still amazed, some of the things that they do on a regular basis. And when you talk to hardcore left Dems on the street, they don't care about any of this. All they care about is it's the first woman president, end of discussion. It makes me crazy. Just drives me out of my mind.
How do you think I feel? I'm a woman. These people embarrass my gender. They are an absolute embarrassment to the gender, to the female gender. I don't care who is the president. I don't care if it's a woman, a man, a donkey. I really don't care as long as they can do the job and they're good. And I certainly am not going to vote for a woman just because she has lady parts. And we don't even know if Clinton does.
All right, I'm going to switch gears. We'll get a little lighthearted. Because you can't get lighthearted when you talk about Hillary. This is no way. So Kim Kardashian is in the news again, which is, I guess she'd been out of the news for a while. Pardon the way I'm going to say this, but I guess her butt wasn't cutting it for her anymore. I mean, she used to be able to wave that thing off the street corner, and then all of a sudden it was all the newspapers everywhere. Now, apparently she was robbed and has given a blow-by-blow to TMZ to talk about what went on during the robbery. And she talked about fearing being raped. And I said to you at one point, what she says in a nutshell is, first of all, she was ordered out of bed. It's probably a first for her, but anyway, by the masked men who, she thought she was going to be raped by them. And then she said, though they didn't speak English, they kept saying ring, 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 right? They wanted, I guess her boyfriend, whoever just gave her this big, humongous ring, I don't know how they expected they were going to get rid of it. But it just, am I saying it couldn't happen? No. But it's just interesting. They brought duct tape. They duct taped her. Then they handcuffed her. So they wouldn't hurt her wrist or something. Who does that? When you're robbing somebody, who does that kind of thing?
Okay, so, first of all, this is a woman who has bodyguards. I don't know where her bodyguards were.
They were out getting her coffee with her sister or something like that.
Maybe. But so she has bodyguards. Who opened the door for them? It had to have been her if her bodyguards weren't there. Or was it an assistant? I mean, You look through the peephole, and if someone's there that doesn't belong there, you don't let them in. The whole thing sounds far-fetched, but she's an idiot anyway, because you know what? She is pro-gun control, and Harris has lots of gun control, and those two losers had guns.
And I guess she got that new ring from Kanye and probably flaunted it all over the place. She told the robbers that she had money. Isn't that great? They break in. They're looking for the ring. She goes, not only do I have the ring, but I have money, I have other jewelry, I have this, I have that. Just take it all and leave me alone, right, kind of thing. Anyway, she's in a secure apartment building. She's on the second story of the apartment building. There's just something isn't right here.
Yeah, that's what one of the stories that, because I wrote about this earlier from the gun control aspect, but one of the stories that alleged texting allegedly, and the reason they were saying allegedly is because they still got to figure out if the story is actually true.
So her friend was in a bedroom downstairs and heard all the commotion, locked herself in the bathroom, and then called one of her bodyguards who was with Courtney somewhere else. Why wouldn't you just call the police?
Yeah.
There's just too many things here you're just curious about, right?
Oh, it's the first thing you do, in my opinion, when you go to a foreign country, is you figure out what their 911 is, to be honest with you. Not that that would really matter at that point, but you figure, and when I go to a different country, I always find out what the 911 is because it's different everywhere. It's not 911. If you're American, you're dialing 911, you ain't getting anywhere. So, if you want help. But, the whole thing, I mean, whatever.
Yes.
I can't even say it because it's just, our whole society is the Kardashian society. They care about this crap more than they care about a bill that their legislators passed that's taking away their freedoms. So it's obnoxious to even talk about it because this is what everybody in society talks about.
But that's partly why I'm talking about it. I mean, I get the biggest kick out of this stuff because, when it comes to the entertainers, it's all over the news, right? It's more important than what's going on in politics. Hey, we've got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. And we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
All right. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Oh, that's what's in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, be part of the conversation. Head over to the website where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can, hey, take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going up there that you get involved with. I do appreciate the time you spending with me. Also on Facebook, Facebook feed is live. I can't, you know what, these terms didn't exist 12 years ago, and they're just getting in my way now. Anyhow, I got Kimberly Morin with me. She's comes on with me about once a week now and tries to keep me or get me updated on what's going on in New England politics, which, you know, I mean, just think about it, Kimberly. You guys picked the president first there in New Hampshire, right? I mean, don't you? With all eight people in that precinct?
Do not blame New Hampshire for this mess. No, you know what? Feel free. I wipe my hands of it. I'm more focusing on local elections, but even those are thing is a sham.
We stay up all night. There's people that just hang around all night long just to see what that one. What is there? 12 people up there? 22? I mean, it's a real small number of people.
It's still not.
Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Who's Still Not.
Oh, okay.
I think it's not even 12 people. I think it's 9.
All right, so listen, are you going to stay up tonight to see what the WikiLeaks releases?
When is it supposed to happen? I thought it was tomorrow.
I heard that he was going to change things, and it might be tonight, sometime after midnight or something like that. There's a little scuttlebutt going around saying that he might quietly release it, you know, from a room because he doesn't want to be droned. Remember, you know, Mrs. Clinton said that he should be droned.
This one said, I'm looking at an update from 7:14 p.m. Eastern Time. Julian Assange of WikiLeaks to appear by video tomorrow due to apparent assassination concern.
Yeah. No, here's the funny thing about it. Mrs. Clinton has said that he should be droned.
Oh, it's taking place at 3 a.m. Eastern Time.
That's what I mean. Right? So, okay. So it's like, you know, go take a nap and then get up and check it out. I can only imagine what's going to... She's got to be having some heart palpitations, don't you think?
Yeah, because she has no idea what he has. She has literally no clue. And look at all the immunity they gave to her employees and her staff.
No. It's not that she doesn't know what he has. She doesn't know which one he's gonna release or which ones he's going to release. You know what I mean?
True.
I mean, think about
it.
She knows what's in those emails. She has a major league clue as to what's in those. I would be petrified if I was her right now. But do you think people care enough to really do something about it? I mean, if he releases emails, if he releases conversations with between her and the FBI and others that just show her complicit in all of this, do you really think it's going to hurt her chances? Honest.
No. No. Because most people have already decided. It could hurt her chances with undecideds, but let's face it. The Democrats are professional voter fraud people. So, you know, election fraud is already being planned out, going on across the country. They do it every single year.
Yep.
Unless it's something really, really, really horrifying that even the left says, oh my God, I doubt it. And the left doesn't even care about aborting, you know, a baby before it's due to be born. So, you know, how horrifying is it really going to be?
But I think they've gotten, listen, I think what's happened now is that the conservatives have been screaming so long about how bad she is and what she's done and what she's doing, and we're throwing all this, not that it's not all true, but we're throwing all of this at the wall like in these big lumps, and we're hoping that something sticks, that somebody will grab something and run with it. I think that there's a good part of the community of voters that are saying, look, enough, I can't handle all this crap coming at me. Don't you?
For people in New Hampshire, because we've been dealing with this for a lot longer than most people. But you have to remember, regular voters, undecided, they're just now paying attention after school started, right? After September started, all summer they were on, you know, vacation doing their thing. School has started. Now it's time to pay attention to the election. That's why Trump has to do better in the next debate, because this is when it matters. Everything from, in my opinion, from September to before the actual vote is what matters, because that's when people actually, the people that vote, even if they're uninformed, they go out and vote, and it's based on what they see now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do know what you mean, and again, in watching, I don't know if you caught Jesse Waters tonight, but he was out talking to a large group of people, and it's the same thing. He went to Chinatown in New York, and he was talking to people.
That.
You saw that, right?
I see it.
And it's amazing how, you know, when people are voting. How many people have you actually heard that said, "I'm voting for whoever," and you couldn't disagree with them because at least they had their backup. They had it lined up. They knew what the issues were, and they felt like, you know, she was the right person and he was the right person based on the issues. Most people don't have issues. It's the cliches. It's the talking points. Yeah, you know, he'll get us back on track. What does that mean? Right? She's a woman.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the 30-second soundbite, the negative ads make a difference, what the candidates do in the debate. It really is the soundbites that the news shows out there and the quick ads that are shown. That's what really gets people. people. I used to be that person. So that's what I would use. You know, I used to read the news, though, too. But we know what the news is like now.
There, is that new? Really, is it news? I figured it was left-leaning commentaries, is what I call it now. I mean, there's nothing else you can call it. But
well, it wouldn't be bad if it was commentary, but they're not putting all the facts. That's the problem I have.
Yeah, but if you look at some of the numbers, I think doesn't mainstream media almost have the same negative numbers as Congress does? Have you seen those polls in the last couple of months?
Yeah, people aren't happy. People are figuring out that the media is terrible. And just regular people are figuring it out. It's not just people like us who've known it for a long time. Regular people are figuring out, wow, you guys are liars. And you're not telling the truth about everybody. And you're biased towards certain candidates.
You know, again, let's just step back for a second here. We were talking a minute ago about, you know, what could go on. We've got tens of thousands of fraudulent Clinton votes found in an Ohio warehouse. We have dead people being registered to vote, in Virginia. Here in California, we've got tens of thousands of people in L.A. County alone that have, you know, are registered in multiple places. You know, something as simple as somebody not having, you know, I have a middle initial. I could be middle initial. I could be registered twice at my home address just by moving my middle initial out. It's craziness. And they're counting those. They're doing absolutely nothing to clean them up. This, to me, is what makes part of the problem. This, to me, is why you do have to see. I would, if they could figure out a way to secure it, I would be okay with online voting. You know why? Because if you had an ID to vote and the ID number matched somebody who's already voted, I'd go, hey, you don't get to vote again.
Right.
You know, you'd really be slowing people down, but I don't trust the electronics.
No, you cannot trust online. Never, never, never. I would never understand why the left is so, I do understand why they're so against voter ID because they commit so much election fraud, but it's not a bad thing to have to prove yourself. I mean, we're one of the most ridiculous countries in the world when it comes to voting. Other countries are far more strict.
Oh,
so I don't know, you know, where they get off trying to make the claims they make.
Well, what is it? What is it? You saw them doing that in Afghanistan. They had to do the purple finger. Remember that? They'd vote,
yeah.
And they would
yeah.
put the paper in, and then they had to dip their finger in that purple ink. And the reason behind it was so they couldn't come back and vote again. So they couldn't go someplace else and vote.
Exactly.
You know?
I have no problems with doing that here.
Yeah, there's got to be a way to prove that you already voted. There's got to be a way, I don't know. I've been tongue-tied for words the last couple of weeks when it comes to stuff like this because until we get the average Joe on board to understand that there's a problem here, I don't know how you fix this.
You know what? The average Joe does know there's a problem. That's why the average Joe doesn't think their vote counts. That's what's bad
about
this.
Okay.
If you ask, you know, somebody went out, I forget, they did a story on, they're talking about some black people, and they're saying, do you think it's racist to not have to have an ID? And they're like, what are you talking about? Of course it's not. We have an ID. We talk. In my opinion, it's racist to say, oh, black people can't get an ID. They're too stupid to get an ID. That's why we can't force them to have an ID for voting. That's, to me, racist. Not asking someone to have an actual ID.
Wow. Yeah, we're just about out of time, but I just got another one. The FBI was investigating voter fraud where in Colorado, where the father of a young man who died, he found out had been voting for the last, from 2010 to 2013. Okay, the son died in 2009. Sure, there's no voter fraud. Anyway, hey, Kimberly, we're up against it. Tell people where they can hear more about you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz. Follow me on Twitter at ConservativeIND. I'm also at the Federalist Papers Project and Granite Rock.
Granite Rock, love that name. Hey, Kimberly, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Listen, we keep hearing that there are no blacks voting for Trump. Well, I guess these people aren't black. We'll be back with some black Americans, or Americans who happen to be black, that are voting for Trump right after this. Wow. Anyhow.